deliver us from evil. Our Father in heaven, deliver us from evil, because thine is the kingdom. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff, we find out as we advance in these lessons, what the rod and the staff is. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Goodness and mercy will follow me. And we will come out, because by patience we continue in well-doing, and we seek for glory and honor, immortality, eternal life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, because we come through the valley, and you didn't die in the valley. You didn't quit. You did not get where you throw your hands up, but you're walking. Keep walking. Don't get discouraged. He says that in due season we will reap if we faint not. And when you walk through the valley, the end of this valley, the end of this life is immortality. See, you're walking through this valley of the shadow of death, but the end of it is eternal life. When you step out of it, come to the end of the tunnel, that is eternal life. So it's brighter days are ahead of you. And Paul says that, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ. You know that? Is it chapter 5 verse 11 or so? Paul was speaking to the Corinthians, and he said he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, but it was more needful for him to stay with the brethren, so he could impart what verse? So he could impart unto them. He could impart unto them more wisdom, more knowledge. Anyone find it? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that's where it's at. What does verse 3 says? Where it tells us that he was speaking, and there's another verse that he wanted to depart and be with Christ. But he had a desire to depart with Christ, but he stayed with the church because he could teach them and impart. Verse 8, he wanted to depart and be with Christ. So when you come to the end of your journey, the end of the tunnel, what verse is it though? A desire. See, when you depart to be with Jesus Christ, what is it? Oh yeah, Philippians. Okay, I was in Corinthians. Philippians chapter 1. Read it, verse 23. Okay, all right. It was in Philippians, not Corinthians. In Philippians 1, verse 23. Yes. For I am in a strait, and you have a little margin. Look at that. Don't miss that. I am in a strait, and what the hard press between two. See, that's your little margin. Say that he was hard pressed between going or staying. Look at the scripture. Paul was hard pressed between going or staying, going to be with Jesus or staying alive in the flesh to be with the church. It was hard-pressed, your margin said. Verse 23. For I am in a strait betwixt two places. Two what? Two places. Are you noticing that? Scriptures are very important. Just don't run over it, but slow down. Having a desire to depart. To depart from what? Where? Where was he going to depart from? From this flesh body. See, to depart, absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And Paul was not afraid of death. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? See, Christ conquered death. He came to conquer him that had the power of death. Hebrews 2:14. That is the devil. So Paul was in a hard place because he was between, his desire was between to depart and to be with Christ. Which
is far better.
Come on, Paul, what are you talking about? To depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. We don't think that way. We cry and we mourn and we kick and we fuss. But if we begin to focus that it's far better, that's what the Bible said. It is far better to depart and be with Christ. Nevertheless, you know that's a powerful word. Nevertheless. See, he's like, he wanted to go, but then here comes the hard thing because he had such love for the church. And he had such little time to give out all that the Lord had shown him. I know a man in about 14 years ago. See, that man was caught up to the third heavens. He had a lot of revelations. Heard things that were hard to be explained, spoken to. So he did not have enough time to explain and to empty himself into the saints, into their hearts of what God had shown him. So he did not want to depart because he had such knowledge and revelation and understanding to give to them, and there was not hardly anybody else around to give it. So he said, I want to stay to give you this revelation so that you would be better equipped for eternity. So, nevertheless to abide in the flesh is more needful for you, not for Paul. See, not for Paul, but for you, because you will draw from the knowledge of the revelation gifts that Paul had. So for you, said, I have a desire to depart and be with Christ. But for you, said, I'm in a hard place because for you it's more needful. For me, for me, it's far better for me, Paul, to depart and be with Christ. But for you, it is better for me to stay here and begin to give you more of the knowledge of Jesus Christ than to go on. Because when I go, I will take that knowledge with me. And there was no one that was ready. There was no one that was already equipped, because it takes a long time to prepare someone to be able to feed the flock, to feed the sheep. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you, and having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. He said, I just know that the Lord, I want to go, and I want to go to be with the Lord. But the Lord's not finished with me yet, because he, I'm sure of that, because he want me to give you some more. You understand? Isn't God wonderful? Yes. And we're talking about that he supplies all our needs. Yes. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou art with me. You said, there are many ways that the Lord be with you. If the Lord gives you a preacher, a man of God that understands, or a woman that understands the word of God, to explain the knowledge of the glory of God, which is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ, you are blessed of God. Amen. See, the Lord is my shepherd. Yes. I shall not want. I shall not want for a pastor, an evangelist, a teacher, an apostle, a prophet to be with me. See, to explain. See, the Corinthian church was blessed because there was a man of God there. O Corinthians, our mouths are open unto you. Our hearts are enlarged. So God was supplying the needs of the Corinthian church through the Apostle Paul. Yes. Amen. Yes. And God supplies the need of a church or the saints of God through ministers that know the word of God. Amen. That are able to break the word of God. Told Peter, Simon, when he was getting him ready for the ministry, lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Because the sheep has to be fed. If the Lord is your shepherd, that means you're a sheep. And the sheep cannot feed themselves, find the pastures for themselves, choose the pastures for themselves, but he leadeth me in green pastures. He leadeth me who? The sheep does not lead themselves, but it's the shepherd. The Lord is, come on, personal. The Lord is, isn't that personal? The Lord is my shepherd. If you can understand that he's not just a shepherd, but he is my shepherd. Yeah. Did you talk to your shepherd today? Mm-hmm. Did you tell him that you love him, you appreciate him? Said I. Then he goes on, because he is my shepherd, I shall not want of everlasting life. It's not just putting a donut on your plate. That's okay too. Because he made fish by the seaside and bread. But that was not the main purpose. But he is the true bread. And he said that he will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, amen, of eternal life. Amen. I shall not want of everlasting life. I shall not want of a knowledge of the word of God. See, he will supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What's all my need? All your need is not just breakfast or lunch or supper or dinner or whatever. That's okay, but that's for the natural man. But you need a supply that will change you from glory to glory. You need a supply that will cause you to run the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And we need a supply that will change us into the image of God. We need a supply that will constantly, daily, looking into a word that is held up before us. That word that, as you look into the word, it's changing you. See, that word that changed you. That change your heart. Hallelujah. Where you're not the same. God must take away that heart. Create in me a clean heart. See that that heart that's there and you're miserable and you're mean and you don't know what to do with yourself and you're restless. Why don't you try settling down and be still and know that I'm God. And let the Lord lead you beside still waters. Amen. That's what the scripture said. Look at it. He said, he leadeth me, my shepherd, leadeth me, where? Beside what? Still waters. Why? We've been living where the water, the waves roar. Why do the heathen rage? Why do people imagine a vain thing? It's because we have no knowledge of God. It's because we're lacking in understanding and knowledge of God. That's why there's a raging on the inside. The raging is not on the outside. It's there inside. Yes. There's a war that's going on inside of us. Yes. But if we get to the place where we begin to pray and see God's face and be still. Amen. Come on, be still. Come on, calm down and be still. And know that I am God. If you can recognize that he's God and he's in charge. And all of that wave and that restless spirit that's inside of us will begin to calm. And the rushing waves and the roaring of the seas, thoughts and imagination, and our lives are in turmoil. And we don't know how to have peace. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest. You know, the water stirs up dearth and mirth. But if you can understand that he is your peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That he is your prophet, your high priest, your great high priest. And he came to give peace to a troubled world. Now, it goes on in Psalms, the 23rd chapter. It says, the Lord, notice, personal, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in green, not dried up pastures, but green with truth and revelation. It's not the same little sermons you go over every week and you had an experience to it. And you get up and you shout and the people are excited because of some dreams or some excitement. Why, our rejoicing is in the Word. Amen. See, the church doesn't make you happy. The church is the Spirit of God makes you to rejoice. Not just happy, but to rejoice in the Lord.
Yeah.
And be glad. And again, I say rejoice. So God, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In John, the 10th chapter, if you go there, John 10, start at verse 1. If you can find that in John chapter 10 and verse 1, what does it say? What does it say in John chapter 10?
Verily, verily,
I say unto you,
he that
entereth not into
by the door
into the sheepfold,
but climbeth.
Notice, that's the Lord speaking right there. But climbeth, notice, climbeth up some other way. That's you try to get in beside the way of truth. Jesus is the way. But you try to climb up into the sheepfold some other way. The same is a thief and a robber. The same is a thief and a robber. So the sheep is in danger of the invasion of thieves and robbers. Who is the thief? The devil, Satan, robbers. What are they going to rob you of? Your joy, your peace, your eternal life. And he says that the same is a thief and a robber. And?
But he that entereth in
by the door. By who's the door? I am the door. Jesus Christ is the door. See, if you try to get into the kingdom of God by another way, someone said, Jesus is not the only way. Yes, he is the only way. There is no other way in John chapter 10. Okay? That's what the Bible said. He is the way. If you try another way, it puts you into that category of a thief and a robber. And the sheep will be led astray if they follow you. And before this lesson is over, sometime we'll find out how great this Psalms chapter 23 is. It says that, but try to climb up some other way. The same verse is a thief and a robber. Verse 2.
But he that entereth,
notice, he that get into the sheepfold, get into the kingdom, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So Jesus Christ came in. He's the door, and he came into the sheepfold. Right? He entered. He's the door. He's the door, and the scripture tells us in verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And next verse says, to him the porter open up. All right. To him, we understand the scripture is through Christ. But the porter, I wonder who the porter would be. The porter wouldn't be the one that keeps the door? Who came? Jesus says, if I go away, I will come again. I will not leave you comfortless. I won't leave you without a doorkeeper, but I will send a doorkeeper that can open up the scripture and lead you into all truth. And that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that doorkeeper that leads us into Christ. The Holy Spirit, He will lead you and guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit must open up our minds to the scripture. Otherwise, we will do it in the human. And the human cannot understand the things of God. So to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear it, his voice. My sheep hear my voice. The reason why you don't hear my voice is because you are not my sheep. But it says that, and he calleth, hallelujah, he calleth his own sheep by name. He knows your name. He calleth his own sheep by name, by their name, and leadeth them out of false religion, the world, the flesh, the devil, you name it. He leads them out into green pastures. See, he lead them out of the world, and he lead them out and in. They shall go out and then in to the things of God. That's where he leads them out of dry pastures. Dead religion, dead pastors, dead traditions. He lead them out, okay? And then he lead them into green pastures. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. Hey, see, for, he says, it goes on, and yeah, is it verse 4? When he putteth forth his own sheep, look what he does. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd leads. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. He's going to go into that truth because he's the truth. He's going to go into that green pastures because he's the green pastures. He's going to go into that revelation. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him into the kingdom, into the things of God. You don't go before the Lord. You just don't run ahead of the Lord. But my sheep follows me. They follow him, for they know. Here's the secret. They know his voice. There's a still small voice. The voice of God. That, you understand what you have to look for today? Not just the shouting of every voices. Because there are many voices. But there's one voice. One voice, his voice. My sheep knows my voice. And because they know his voice, here's what the scripture says. And a stranger, underline that, because as we progress in this lesson, we will come to these things. And a stranger, they will not follow. A stranger, because there are many false prophets that are gone out into the world, okay? There are many false prophets, Antichrist. Even Jude had it, where there was men crept in unawares, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. But notice, so it's important to know the voice of the shepherd. Said they will not follow the voice of a stranger. That if you're accustomed to hear the voice of the Word of God, and you know the voice of the Lord, when someone come up with something that is not of God, you know right then. Because the porter, see, it's the porter that open up the truth. It's the Holy Ghost that touch your minds and open up the truth. It says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee. Notice, you understand what it means when it says will flee? You're not going to follow them around town, around the country, around the revival and around their crusades are, because you have a discerning to know, I'm not going into that pastor. I'm not going to that dead, dry organization, religion, traditions, whatever it is, that's not of God. You only follow Jesus Christ. Amen. Said, for they know not the voice. Praise God. Look for that. For they know not the voice of strangers. Strangers. Strange religions. Strange talk. Are you following that? That's beautiful. They know not the voice of strangers. In verse, is that all? That, and then this parable. Verse 7, where are we now? Verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they didn't understand it because they were strangers. See, that's it. You won't understand it. You'll fight and you'll argue. But because they were strangers, they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. But the sheep understood. And then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is the door? Jesus. Who is the door? Jesus. And the porter, open up Jesus. Open up the things of God. He will lead you and guide you in all truth. I am the door of the sheep. That's how you get into God. That's how you get into the kingdom of God, in and out, into green pastures. And then you find the still waters. And you find the righteous ways. Amen? Verse 8 says that all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep, Isaiah did not follow. Jeremiah did not follow. Daniel did not follow, though he was in Babylon. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We can go back. Mordecai. Yes. It doesn't matter where you are, where you're led to. If you're a sheep, you're not going to follow the voice of a stranger. But even you're out there by the rivers of Babylon, we wept when we remember Zion is still in your mind. The truth is still in your mind. And for a drink from the waters of Bethlehem. You want the truth.
Yeah.
See? And it says that a stranger, they will not follow. The thieves came just to steal and rob. All that were ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, shout somebody. Come on, I am the door. Who is the door?
Jesus.
I said, who is the door?
Jesus.
And this is the same door that John saw. Behold, a door in Revelation. You know that scripture, right? He saw a door that was open in heaven and say, come up either. Do you all you follow the voice of the Lord? And you'll hear that voice. Says, come up either. And said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out. Go in and out. Keep moving. Keep enlarging. Keep expanding into the knowledge of the glory of God.
Amen.
Said that you go into what? You go in and out into the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height. And to know the love of God. He said, that's wonderful. And shall go in and out and find green pastures. The more you progress, is the greener the pastures get, because the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So the next verse says that the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come, look, I am come that they might have eternal life. Have life, and have it more abundantly. That's eternal life. You go from this natural life into everlasting life abundantly. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. What? To give us eternal life. See, we go in and out and to find a green pasture. I am the good shepherd. See that, the shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd, the good shepherd. You need to pay attention to these lessons, because if you don't, you're mine. See, you're not going to understand. And you go around in this age as you walk through the valley. You're walking right now. You're in this valley. Okay? You're right now in this valley. You're not in the kingdom as yet. You're in the valley of the shadow of death. And all around us is death. And only Jesus is only life. The only life is Jesus Christ. And he's walking with us. If he's not with us, we have no life. See, he is the life of God. Jesus is the door out of this age, this life, this valley of the shadow of death. The only way you can get out of this is through Christ. And the porter, come on now, the porter, which is the Holy Ghost, has to open up that door. See, that everlasting door for you, and let you get out of this this condition and get into the kingdom of kingdom of God. So he says that I am the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and he's the good shepherd. And the reason why you need to focus that, because down the road a little bit, and not tonight because it's so late, but we will have where we're going to find out the good and bad shepherd. See, it's setting you up for something right here. When it says the Lord, you've got to know him, because there's more than one shepherd. And who is your shepherd? You go around real careless and you don't understand, but there falls shepherd, okay, of the sheep that doesn't care for the sheep. So the Lord warns us about the thief coming not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And David understood when personally he knew his shepherd. And unless you know his shepherd and the voice of the shepherd, you will be in trouble. See? And we're talking about the mark of the beast, and the beast is coming, and what to look out for and whatnot. There's no way you can understand the mysteries and these mysteries unless you know the voice of the shepherd. There is no way that you're going to understand what God is doing unless you know that the Lord is your shepherd. My shepherd. Okay? And you've got to follow only one shepherd. That's my shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the true shepherd. Otherwise, you can study books and talk all you want to. It's a mystery. It's called a mystery of iniquity. And the difference is that you have to know who is leading you. To him the porter open up. The Lord is my shepherd. And he goes on. I shall not want for a knowledge, for truth, for understanding, so I can discern between good and evil. I can know the right and the wrong. I can know the good. Surely goodness. Okay? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life while I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It will be mercy and goodness that will be leading me and following me. And I will be following it because of what this good shepherd has done. He is my shepherd. The Lord, focus, is my shepherd. And I shall not want. And then it says here that I am the good shepherd. Okay, so if there's a good shepherd, if he's the good shepherd, where is the bad shepherd? We need to know who's the bad shepherd. See, and that's what this scripture is leading us, the Psalms. He's leading us and begin to show us in these scripture who is the bad shepherd. But there is a bad shepherd. And he says, I am the good shepherd. One, number one, the good shepherd. What did he do? Giveth his life for the sheep. See, nobody's going to lay down their lives for you, okay? And even if they did, they couldn't save you. But the good shepherd came from heaven and laid down his life for you. He gave his life. He said, no man taketh my life from me, but I give it up willingly for his sheep. He died for us that we might have everlasting life. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not. The sheep does not belong to the false shepherd. You've got to get up and confess it. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. You worrying about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. You've got to know who your shepherd is. You've got to know who you're following. Are you confessing every day and telling him, I know that I know that the Lord is my shepherd. And I follow him. That he's the one that I'm following. If you're following the shepherd, you won't have to worry about the mark of the beast. Because he leadeth you. Notice, He leadeth you in the path of righteousness. So he's not going to lead you in the way where the mark of the beast, but he leads you away from it. Why? Because he is your shepherd and he walks in the ways of righteousness. We will go, as we go on, we'll find that out also, that righteousness delivers from evil. See? The righteousness delivers from iniquity. Righteousness delivers from the mark of the beast. See, if you were led, because righteousness brings you back, righteousness will set you in the steps of his way. It's the righteousness of God that leads us. Okay, and he says, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf, there's a lot of wolf, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth them. See, the wolf scatter. They don't know how to gather because they don't have the truth, and scatter them. Verse 13 says, but the hireling fleeth because he was not chosen of God. He is an hireling. He doesn't care and careth not for the sheep. Okay? I am, he goes on again and tells you, the Lord is my shepherd. But who he is? Here he's telling you who he is. He's revealing himself to you. I am the good shepherd. He said, I will not flee when the wolves come, but I lay down my life for my sheep, and my sheep knows my voice. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Are you a sheep tonight? You'll be getting glad, excited about the word of God. And you'll pay attention to these words. And I'm known. See, there's a revelation. Holy Ghost reveals him to you. And I'm known of mine. Verse 14 says that I am the good shepherd. Next verse. And I'm known of the sheep. And I'm known of mine. As the Father. Here it is. This is powerful. As the Father knoweth me. How much does the Father know? Everything about the Son. As the Father that knoweth me. Everything. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him. Everything that Jesus is, God knows. Okay, because he came out of the Father. So he says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down. Praise God. That's the cross. That's the cross. I lay down my life for the sheep. You can go to Calvary. You can go to Calvary. And you can see that. You see the blood that was applied to you. I laid on my life for the sheep. Then it goes on. Thank God. Aren't you glad that you and I, that were so far down, almost 2,000 years away, but we can claim the same shepherd. We know the same shepherd. We're following the same voice. Aren't you glad? We're rejoicing in him. Because of this scripture. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also. And here we are, Lord. Them also I must bring. That's why we're in church tonight. Lifting up holy hands. He's bringing us from glory to glory. Them also I must bring. Them also. What verse? Other sheep. Them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Praise God. What a wonderful Savior. Therefore do it, my Father, love me. Because I lay down my life that I might take it up, take it again. He lays it down at Calvary, but in the resurrection he took it up again. Verse 18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandments have I received of my Father. Amen. Somebody ought to shout. What a word. So tonight, do you know your sheep? Let me, your shepherd rather. No, there is a, let me close in Isaiah chapter 42 to 11. Let me just go through that scripture and close it, and then we will pick it up again Sunday morning. But in Isaiah chapter 40, and go there quickly, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse what, 2 to verse 11. Read on. What does it say here? It says, speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hands double for all her sins. Next verse. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Now, it's not the, don't think of the natural desert out there and making highway with tractors and heavy equipments. Okay? You think of the desert in your spirit, the desert in your heart, the desert in your mind, that God has to come in and do a work. Can you do that? Focus. We're talking about hearing the voice in your mind, in your spirit. Okay, so it goes on now. It says that every valley shall be exalted. Are you walking through a valley? Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? He's going to prepare it and make something good. Said, shall be exalted, and I know this is also what he will do. It's prophecies for Israel in the future. He's doing it now, has been doing it, and he will doing it and bring us into the kingdom, okay? When he brings Jews and Gentiles, and it's no more Jews and Gentiles, but we are one. These are all beautiful prophecies that as we go through, we'll touch it a little bit to show you how powerful the scriptures is. Said, that every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. If you can think about the crooked parts in our lives, the rough places. Do you understand that? Think of your life, how crooked, and how we were winding and twisting, you know, and we didn't come to God straight. And we have excuses, and we, yeah, come on. So he says that, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For my sheep hear my voice, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is as grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth. Watch this lesson. The grass withereth. The flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but by this time you should get this message. Wait, by this time you should put your trust in the Word of God. All the beauties of the world, the flowers, all the beauty. You understand the beauties? Solomon says, vanity of vanities. What do you want? What do you accomplish? No matter what you accomplish, the grass withereth. It's like the running the lawnmower over your dreams, over your accomplishment, right? Like the grass, the lawnmower over the grass. That same life is like that. Vanity of vanities. But it says, the grass withereth. All flesh is as grass. The flowers fadeth. But, shout. But the word of God shall stand forever. Hallelujah. I feel like shouting, don't you? But you can meditate on that all night. Everything else will fail. But the word of God shall what? Shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Prophecy. Lift it up. Be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold your shepherd. Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. That's Jesus Christ. The arm of God. The hand of God. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He's going to rebuild the kingdom. And the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. I'm showing you how this Psalms 23 is powerful, how it leads you out into prophecy, and you're going to see how much more. How it opened up a lot of scriptures to you that you'd never be able to see. See how it begin to break it down. And the word of God, once you begin to understand, and God begin to give us keys to the kingdom, keys to unlock our minds, and we begin to see this. And we find out how these scriptures are so wonderful. And the last verse says, in closing, I think, he read it. Here is what he does. If he's your shepherd. Look at it. Focus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And now here's the scripture tells us what he's going to do. Don't you feel like shouting? Look how Psalms 23 just flow into Isaiah. And look at verse 11. Look at that. Can you follow scripture? Where's your joy? What do you get kick out of? What do you get joy over? Huh? What do you get joy over? What make you happy? What make you joyful? What make you just shout and love God? What is it that makes you? Yeah? This world is fading away. Where's your confidence? You don't understand. The devil just blind us with nothing. See? Where's your joy? What are you listening to? What voice are you listening to? Huh? The Lord is my shepherd. My sheep know my voice. But look at this now. This is important, because you have to know right here in the church age his voice to continue following him even in the kingdom. Because look what he's doing. He's not only a shepherd now, but he's going to be a shepherd also over there. Revelation tells us he leads them by fountain of living water, and they shall hunger and thirst no more. Look at Revelation 7, chapter 7, that we were in a few weeks that we need to go back into. He said, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Woo, hallelujah. That keeps you studying all night. How does a shepherd feed his flock? Like a shepherd. He shall gather the little babies. Gather the lambs with his arms. He said, but how is he going to do that? Well, what's the arm of the Lord in this time? Yes, it's Jesus, but he's working through a ministry. The apostles. Prophet, feed my sheep. Peter, you love me? Feed my lambs. You understand how he gathers his lambs with his arm? He has to have a ministry that reach across the world. And what are we doing tonight? We're gathering the lambs with the truth. With an understanding, we are opening the scriptures so the little babies will begin to grow. The little babies like the lamb running over and just suck, 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 suck. Milk, 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 milk. Look how we've been milking the word tonight. If you're a lamb, boy, you could see your little head just pumping, pumping, pumping. I said, I want more, I want more. If you're a sheep, if you're a lamb. Now, I'm not talking about if you're a little wolf baby. You're a little wolf. Wolf doesn't want that. Wolf want to eat the sheep, the lambs. But if you are a little lamb, okay, the baby sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. That's what we're doing tonight. But I wonder if the lambs are drinking the milk.
That's right. Amen.
Or while it's time to eat, you're sleeping.
Amen.
Your mind is not even here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Lambs.
Yeah.
Little lambs. Sheep.
Hallelujah.
Drink the milk of the word of God. He will gather them into the kingdom with the ministry. Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, said he shall gather his lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are still expecting to deliver the lambs. Amen. All right, we will pick it up. Woo!